You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, the search continues for Nancy Guthrie, the daughter of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie in Arizona. Joining us right now with the latest on this investigation, ABC News investigative reporter Peter Haralambos. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. Big headline yesterday was that the authorities in Pima County say that the Guthrie family has been completely cleared. It does not appear to be an inside job among the family, right?
That's exactly right. The sheriff's office in Pima County basically shutting down those online rumors and speculation that the family had any role in this. In a statement, they said that the family has been, quote, nothing but cooperative and gracious, that they're the victims here, and that any speculation otherwise is wrong and cruel.
What do we know about that glove that was found in the brush near the Guthrie home?
Yeah, that's really the focus going forward and really this point of hope potentially, especially after 2 weeks of disappointments in this search for Nancy Guthrie. Investigators hope that this glove found about 2 miles from the home could be a match to DNA found in the home or in the national database. We understand that DNA from the glove is now at a private lab in Florida, and they're going to be doing some quality control tests before the FBI is going to run it through their database in the very near future. This was one of many gloves found in the surrounding area. Most of those gloves were actually discarded by law enforcement over the course of their investigation, but this glove in particular, investigators say, is similar enough to the one that was seen in that doorbell camera footage. And appears to have male DNA on it that could be a potential match. So that's where a lot of this hope is coming from at this point, especially given kind of how many stops and starts we've seen in this investigation over the last week.
It's been fascinating to watch how technology has played into this investigation and how it seems that authorities are really pulling out all the stops. I mean, they are working very hard to try and find some evidence of who may have kidnapped Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah, that's exactly right, especially when we're talking about an investigation that has so few leads. They're really expending any resource they have to try to find Nancy Guthrie. An example of that is kind of the clothing and backpack worn by the individual in this doorbell camera footage. We now understand that that backpack is exclusively sold by Walmart. It's an Ozark Trail hiker backpack. I think you can actually buy it online if you wanted one. And they're now going through video footage from stores nearby. They're going through purchase records to see if they can find someone buying that backpack who appears to match the description of the person in that doorbell camera footage. They're also trying to do the same kind of working backwards based on the clothing the individual is wearing in that footage, though it doesn't seem like they know exactly where that clothing is from yet, so it's not as easy as the backpack, where we know the backpack is sold by only one retailer in particular.
All right, fascinating stuff. And Savannah Guthrie released another video, I think it was yesterday or the day before, in which she says it's not too late. She is still holding out hope that somebody will do the right thing.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's this public plea at this point to anyone who might have any information or know where she's being held to speak up. And I'll quote here, to whoever has her or knows where she is, that it's never too late and that you're not alone or lost. It's never too late to do the right thing. So really hoping at this point that anyone at this point, now that we're 3 weeks in, that might have information, come forward and do the right thing before it's too late.
All right. We'll keep following that. I know you will too. Peter, thanks for your reporting. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.